Good morning, everyone. Today is the 5th of January, 2022. It's Wednesday morning. Many of you know that back in 2017, I wrote a book on the lies of free will. And the subtitle was, Do You Control Your Own Destiny? And through this book, what I have done is I have pointed out the fallacies of the argument that man has a free will. And I also point out the origins of where free will came from, and it came from Satan himself, Lucifer. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation 12:7-9. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, the size of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Isaiah 14:12-15. This is how the propaganda of free will began, when Satan himself said in his heart that he would ascend into heaven and that he would exalt his throne above the stars of God. This, in a nutshell, is what free will seeks to set forth. That man's will is independent of God, and his will has the power to do anything he chooses to do, is the greatest lie perpetrated by Satan. This is the lie of all lies. And Scripture reveals that Satan didn't accomplish it, did he? Well, he also lied to Eve in the Garden of Eden, didn't he? When he starts changing the Scripture and saying, God hath not said. And as a result, Eve disobeyed God as well as Adam, and that plunged the whole human race into spiritual death. Well, it didn't stop with Adam and Eve. Down through the years, this lie of free will has been perpetrated throughout the generations, with Pelagius, James Jacob Arminius, John Wesley, C.I. Schofield, Charles Finney, Dwight Moody, James Dobson, Billy Graham, Rick Warren, just to name a few. This also denies the doctrine of election and predestination and puts man on the throne to determine his own destiny. Free will is a lie against original sin and total depravity. It's a lie against predestination and election, which is clearly taught by Christ and the apostles. It's a lie against the particular redemption of Christ. It's a lie against the unfailing grace and eternal life. And so, that's why I wrote this book. If anybody would like to have this book, I do have it in PDF format. If you email me, I'll make sure that you get a copy of it. Billy Graham had a radio program for years called The Hour of Decision, and Rick Warren wrote a book called Purpose Driven Life. Let me just reiterate, Scripture tells us very clearly that it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. By grace are you saved, through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift from God. We have nothing to boast of in and of ourselves. If we have anything to thank God for, the most important thing is his amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost and now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. God works all things after the counsel of his will. And so that's the thoughts I have this morning. Let us proclaim the sovereignty of God in all things, including salvation, providence, creation, and the fact that he's given us eternal life through his Son. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.